Anti-Israel radical Karina Jean-Pierre named as possible Joe Biden press secretary. By Deborah Danon on November 18, 2020. Karina Jean-Pierre, an anti-Israel radical who praised Democrats for shunning a pro-Israel conference last year, has emerged as a top contender to be Joe Biden's White House press secretary, according to several news sources. NBC News' Jeff Bennett cited multiple sources Wednesday as saying that Jean-Pierre, currently an aide to Biden's running mate Kamala Harris, was the top candidate for the position. If Jean-Pierre is chosen, she would be the first woman of color to serve as press secretary. Jean-Pierre, then a national spokesperson and senior advisor for the George Soros-funded left-wing group MoveOn.org, lauded the 2020 presidential candidates for boycotting IPAC, the annual bipartisan pro-Israel gathering, in 2019. IPAC stands for American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. Writing in Newsweek, Jean-Pierre maintained that the Democratic candidates made the right call, and that IPAC's policies and values are not progressive. You cannot call yourself a progressive while continuing to associate yourself with an organization like IPAC that has often been the antithesis of what it means to be progressive, she wrote. She blasted IPAC's opposition to the Iran nuclear deal, as well as its decision to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak, as it does with every Israeli prime minister, saying that under his leadership of Israel, according to the United Nations, Israel may have committed war crimes in its attacks on Gaza and protesters. The protests she referred to along the Gaza border were violent riots in which firebombs, rocks and explosive devices were routinely hurled at Israeli soldiers. Rioters also made holes in the border fence and infiltrated into Israeli territory. Jean-Pierre falsely accused IPAC of alarming and severely racist, Islamophobic rhetoric, as well as trafficking in anti-Muslim and anti-Arab rhetoric while lifting up Islamophobic voices and attitudes. Ironically, IPAC itself is often accused by pro-Israel groups to its right as being too pro-Palestinian. IPAC has staunchly defended the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which calls for a state of Palestine on Jewish areas of the West Bank. IPAC did not immediately back the Taylor Force Act, which cut U.S. aid to the Palestinian Authority over its so-called pay-for-slay scheme paying terrorists and their families. MoveOn ran a campaign pushing Democrats to boycott IPAC. Jean-Pierre has courted controversy in the past. Prior her stint as a senior advisor to the Biden campaign, she had said that no one who had been accused of sexual harassment or assault should run for office. As Breitbart's editor-at-large Joel Polak noted Wednesday, Biden has been accused of sexual assault by terror aid, accusations that Harris said she believed. Follow @DanonDeborah on Twitter.